Welcome to the Punch Bowl. I'm your host, William Rabillum. Happy Friday. Tonight is November 10th, Friday. Thank you for joining me tonight. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, and just whatever you can, if you have the means to do so, please donate. If you can set up a regular recurring monthly donation tonight, that would be absolutely fantastic. We'll give a special shout out. We got a book drive going right now. By Way of Deception is the book on right now, John Statmiller's book, By Way of Deception. Fantastic book. And if you donate, how much, Mike, do we got to donate to get into the drawing for this book?
That's $100 and carries over until the end of the book drive in January. I think it's January 8th.
$100 and it carries over to the end of the book drive. I don't, what does that mean? Carries over.
It's January 7th. We'll be wrapping up. We're going to have books every week for the next whatever that is. 10 weeks, maybe.
Okay. Now, can the audience hear what you're saying, Mike?
Cause... Yeah, I was on the air.
Okay, cool. Great. All right. So, yeah, this week, the book, it is By Way of Deception, I think. So is that book still available?
Yes. People can donate until up until Steve's show, probably. They'll be doing the drawing that second hour. I think that's around 8 p.m. Central Time. I don't quite know. Not sure what time his show actually is. I think
what day? What day are you talking about?
Sunday. That's Sunday night.
Okay.
So it'll be Sunday nights every week that they'll do the drawing in the second hour.
Okay.
And that is it. Yeah, that'll be sometime between 7 and 8 p.m. on Sunday nights, Central Time, 7 and 8. So try to if you get your thing in before 7 Sunday night, then you'll be entered in that week's drawing, and they will carry over. If you don't actually get drawn, then your name will stay in the pot.
So if somebody calls in and donates $100, will they automatically be entered into the drawing?
I mean, it's best if you tell us you want, because some people don't even want it, and I don't want to take away from somebody that wants it. So we've been just limiting that to people that. I mean, it doesn't take much to say, yeah, I want to go for the book, and we'll put you in there.
Okay.
Because we need your number and address and that kind of stuff. So if you donate on the internet, like PayPal, please just leave us a note in there or send us an email or call us, and we'll do that. And if you want to mail something in, if you want to call us and tell us you mailed something, then we'll put you in the drawing too. I'm sure that's not a big deal. So.
Yeah. The number is 1-800-724-2719. It's 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And call in and talk to Mike. And Mike's kind of a fun guy to talk to, so you'll probably have a good time talking to Mike at the same time as donating. Okay, so I'm going to jump into this article I have over here. It's on the Times of Israel. I thought I'd just jump over and see what they were saying. And, you know, I this feeling of anger and just absolute, you know, just twisted kind of gut flipping rage that happens when inside of you, when you're lied to in such a disgusting kind of way, and it, you know, it's part of their what they're supposed to do with us is lie to us, the Jews. It's their religious doctrine to lie to us. That's their religion. So, you know, their faith, their so-called faith, is to lie and commit genocide against everyone. Right now, it's the Palestinians that are being currently genocided. Obviously, we white people are being genocided too through other means. I mean, we're not being bombed at the moment like the Palestinians are. Not yet, anyway. I know the Jews would love to do that to us, and they will if they get the chance. But I came across this article, and it's this picture of Macron and Netanyahu shaking hands. Macron is looking, it's called Macron, Israel Must Stop Bombing Civilians. And then the PM, I guess that's Netanyahu, says, Hamas responsible for their deaths. Of course, Israel created Hamas, and now they have a fall guy, a patsy, a scapegoat, a controlled opposition dialectic argument, somebody to them to pretend it's not them, to justify responsible for their deaths, right? Because the Jews are never responsible for any of the deaths they commit. They take never responsibility, and they've refused to, and they never probably ever will unless they're forced to. So it's going to come to that at some point, because the whole world isn't going to tolerate this horror of the Jews, of the Jewish people. It's a horror. The people, the whole race of the Judaism and the race is an absolute horror. This is no lie. This is not an anti-Semitism or racism or anything like that. This is just fact. It's a fact that the Jews and their lies are the world's foremost problem. And they, you know, have, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I ask myself, what is God's plan in this? Like, why is this happening? You know, why did Bolshevism happen? Where was God then, you know, when Bolshevism happened? And now I watched the video the other day of the Jews throwing Palestinians into pits of tires and shooting them, just like exactly like they did 100 years ago, Bolshevism. Keep talking about it. You know, and then you got this rabbi over here in Detroit. So I came across this video here, Mike. It's the one, the first, like the second one I sent you, it feels like 1939. So this is just sort of about some protests for Palestine, and interviews a few people. And then it gets to a rabbi in Detroit named Rabbi Adam something. Dang it, where did that go? By the way, I just got a real quick note. Okay, just a side note. This guy Lucas Gage, I might actually play some of his clip here. Mike, I'm gonna pop this in the chat. I thought he might have been gay, not because he seems gay, but just because it said that on Wikipedia, but it was a different Lucas Gage. It was Lucas Gage with a K. So shout out there. That was a good big relief. Find out that this guy's an ex-Marine, and he's been on the front lines. So we're going to play a little bit of clip from him, because I think he's a heroic guy, and I like what he's doing, what he's saying, and he's putting it all out there and dealing with the FBI coming to his house and all this kind of stuff. Got distracted with that. I wanted to get to this video. Rabbi Aaron Starr, I think is his name. And he's in Detroit. So, Mike, let's go ahead and roll that clip, and we'll just play it all the way through. It gets to him in about 2 minutes or so. It feels like 1939, rising anti-Semitism.
The White House is resisting pressure to support calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. The Arab American community leading a revolt within the Democrat Party, threatening the re-election of Joe Biden next year. Our Washington correspondent Annalise Nielsen explains in this special report from the American state of Michigan.
On college campuses across America, the Israel-Gaza conflict is unavoidable. Here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, students and local activists alike are boarding buses for an 8-hour drive down to Washington, D.C. They're joining a national march in the Capitol.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
And fueling the furious response from the Arab American community to the U.S. government's support of Israel.
To see American tax dollars be used when Biden said that we don't have any money for healthcare in this country to be used to bomb children, and then steal land in the West Bank in Ramallah, where my family's from and has lived for over 800 years, documented. It's beyond devastating.
You guys can go ahead and get into the last one. Okay.
Michigan has the second highest Arab population of any state in the United States, behind only California. And Arab Americans are driving calls to demand Israel initiate a ceasefire.
Hamas did not start this violence. This has been completely perpetuated and provoked by Israel by keeping Palestinians enclosed, under siege, under blockade for decades, cutting off their access to food and water and electricity.
The rhetoric has grown more pointed as the weeks drag on.
The phrase in here, it says from the river to the sea, is like, it's like it goes back in the history where like all the Palestinians were like having that, they're living with the Jewish people. Palestinian, there's like Muslim and there's like Christian people. So there was like no, like about like, it's never going to be about religion. And that's what I would say, basically. It's not about religion.
Even though it might be controversial to some, there are tons of Jews out there who are in support of Palestine being free from the river to the sea, because that is their land, that is their indigenous land that was originally theirs. So,
are you Jewish?
I'm not Jewish.
It's frustrating and it's infuriating. At our core, it's also scary, because that expression from the river to the sea really is a declaration that they're looking to follow in the footsteps of Hitler and wipe Jews off the map. It's about killing people. It's not about freeing the Palestinian people. It's actually about murdering Jews. So that slogan in particular is very scary and runs chills through our spine. It feels like 1939 all over again.
Rabbi Starr leads one of the largest Jewish congregations in Detroit. The temple has marked out sections of pews to represent the number of Jewish victims being held hostage by Hamas. They're feeling how deeply the conflict between Israel and Gaza is dividing the community here, and hoping the U.S. doesn't back down of its support of Israel.
Of course, we're worried. The Jews are a very small population. We don't have the same number of votes or the same power that the Arab community has here in America, or certainly the sheer number of Arabs around the world. So, of course, we are afraid, but we are grateful for those who have stood up to understand that Hamas is a terrorist organization, and we have to combat terror.
Here in Michigan, if Arab American voters...
That's good. We don't have the same vote. We're poor Jews. We don't have any power. Holocaust. Oh, it's another Holocaust. Oh, the Jews are victims again. Oh, it's just they're murdering Jews, just like in 1939. Blah, blah, blah. Same story over and over again. Keep recycling it. Now they have a new so-called Holocaust. I want to see proof of this Hamas holding hostages. I mean, Israeli soldiers posing as Hamas holding hostages, I bet. I mean, where's the proof? And, the scary thing is the sincerity that comes across in this guy, this rabbi, this lying rabbi. I don't care if they don't know if they're lying or not. This is the obvious kind of horror that these people are ringing upon the world. Just because anybody that fights against them, let's say Hamas is, let's say that there's a grassroots element to it, okay, which there probably is, then they're just defending themselves from this horror, this Jewish horror that was foisted upon them in 1948 with the Balfour Declaration, when they promised they wouldn't encroach on the Palestinians, and they've done nothing but genocide them since they've been there and encroach on them and steal their land. Oh, it's just disgusting shills, this rabbi. I just can't believe this. This rabbi over in Detroit, this big Jewish congregation. It's all, I guess, there's a lot of Jews that go there, right? And well, there are good Jews, and there's probably Jews in there that don't support this war, right? Big deal. Are they speaking out against white genocide? Are they speaking out against what's happening, what the Jewish corporations are doing to this country right now? Are they speaking out against BlackRock taking over and getting ready to rebuild Palestine, or you know what they just did to what they just did to Acapulco, or what they just did to Hawaii. They're speaking out. No, they're far from it. They would just call you a conspiracy theorist. Just like, I mean, you can't even get our own people to look at this stuff. You know, we got our own people that we can't even get them to stop going out and taking another shot. Family members can't even get their own because of these Jewish shots, these Jewish kill shots that are being, you know, these Jewish doctors are telling us to take, to inject in ourselves, these kill shots. What are these people that are supporting Palestine saying about all that? You know, I am horrified at what is happening to Palestine right now. And I've been horrified about it for a long time. And I'm horrified about the overall bigger picture. It isn't just about them, obviously. You guys all know that. We all know that. I wish that our brothers and sisters out there knew that. Right now, they're being pulled into another dialectical argument because they're listening to this woman who just sounded just like Ilhan Omar. Did you hear her vocal inflection when she was talking to me? She's right. I mean, they were all right. I agree with all of them and what they were saying. They're right. It's awful. The guy was right about what, you know, there's no money for healthcare, but they got money to go drop bombs on Gaza. Got money to send to Ukraine and money launder through that. I mean, it's all a big money laundering operation. It's all just a big, you know, wealth theft. They've been engaging in that. I mean, this is just the continuation. They've been engaging in that. They're planning to use all of this war and theft of money to crush us here at home. I mean, we're going to be the Palestinians soon, too. That's what's coming for us by the hands of these Jews. And it is a... So we got Lucas Gage right here. Let's go ahead and play this Lucas Gage for a minute because he points it out actually really well. We got the break coming. Okay, we got the break. Let's do it after the break. We got the break in 1 minute. And we'll put Lucas Gage on. I don't know if I got any callers yet, but if you guys want to call in, it's 512-248-8252. If you guys are here in the continental United States. Is there still background noise for me?
No, I accidentally cut you off for a few seconds. I accidentally hit call on, like, Jeremy's Skype for some bad muscle memory. Anyway, we're going to break. We got Lynn and Marilyn holding also.
All right.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Let's start this Lucas Gage video, Mike.
You know what's funny about people? They tell me, Lucas, don't say it's the Jews. You got to say Zionist. No, that's what you want to do. 99% of you want to say Jews, but you say Zionists. It's the Zionists. Yeah, it is Zionists. When you talk about Zionists, you include everyone, including non-Jews. So there are Zionist Jews, and there are non-Jewish Zionists. When I want to talk about Zionists, I will say Zionists. When I want to talk about Jews, I will say Jews. I'm not using Zionist as a little sugarcoat to mean Jews, and I don't want to say Jew. No, I will literally say Jews. And people go, wait a minute, bro, don't do that. What do you mean don't do that? You can't generalize a group. They generalize us all the time. On one hand, they're a monolith when it's all good. Oh, we're one out of four Nobel Peace Prizes. Oh, we do this, we do that. Without us, society will fall apart. They're a monolith. On the other hand, no, we don't control Hollywood. No, we don't have banking schemes. No, we don't kill children. No, it's not all of us. We're not all Zionists. Not, stop with the games. Okay, human beings are social creatures. We can make generalized statements. We can do that with statistics. For example, I just learned this. 90% of Israeli Jews call themselves Zionists on Herzl Day. So it's not all the Jews in Israel. It's just 9 out of 10. So you take 10 of them, 9 out of 10 of them want to kill babies and don't care. They don't care. They don't give a damn. Do you understand me? So I'm going to sit there. Well, it's not all of them. Let me talk for the one of them that doesn't want to do it. Right? Let me do that. How about this one here? This is a poll, the Israel Democracy Institute. Okay, this guy Mohammed El Kurd says, according to the Israel Democracy Institute, 83.4% of Israeli Jews don't think that Israel should take in consideration the suffering of the civilian population. 83.4. So that's 8 out of 10 Jews in Israel like, hey, who cares about the children? Who cares if they're starving? Who cares? It's not all of them, Lucas! And don't say Jews. Well, what are they? Muslims? 84% of Israeli Muslims don't care about the Muslims. Who is it? Stop sugarcoating it. Look at American Jews. Most of them, guess how many of them are liberal? 80% of them. 8 out of 10 Jews are liberal. 8 out of 10! So if you're conservative, that means 8 out of 10 Jews are ideologically opposed to you. And then the 20% of them are what? Zionists! So wherever you go, you got a problem. Don't say Jew. What are they then? What are they when they call themselves Jews? They're not a monolith, but then they are a monolith, and then they're not a monolith. Then they are, then they're not. Then they just flip around all the time. Not a monolith. Why are these American Jews concerned with Israel? Why is Ben Shapiro going mask? Oh, he's a Zionist. What about the ones who aren't Zionists? Why is it that this people around the world are always like concerned with each other? Well, they're called religionists. Okay. So, you know, maybe Christians would be upset if Christians are being slaughtered and you know, some other country, or Muslims the same. Yeah, there's a tribalism. Sure, every group has it. So if they're tribal, why can't we speak of them as a tribe? We can only speak of these people when they're doing good as a tribe. The one group you could take a shit on as a tribe and never speak good of are white people, isn't it? So white people are evil, racist, anti-Semitic, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, all this crap. Which many books come out, you'll see they're by Jews. So Jews collectively, they collectively judge Europeans as anti-Semites, latent anti-Semitism. It's in our DNA, Josh Hammer. The prior statement was Ben Shapiro, latent anti-Semitism in Americans. They collectively judge the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations. But God forbid we say, well, the Jews are, oh, no, can't do that. And if we say, we're proud to be this, oh, that's Nazism. But the Jews are proud. They have a high IQ. We have the Jewish brain, the Jewish creativity. Without the Jews, nothing will work. If we leave your country, it will collapse. What do you mean we? There's no monolith. Oh, but now there is one, see?
There you go, folks. Lucas Gage. We'll be right back, and I'll give my commentary on that. And take a couple calls. We got Lynn in Maryland and Joe in Florida when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Playing Donkey Kong when I was a kid, and so there you go. I hope you like Donkey Kong. Or I hope you played Donkey Kong. If you like it, good for you too. You know, it's wonderful. So Lucas Gage, yeah, he's telling it like it is. So that guy, I didn't know who that guy was. I'm glad to know that he's not gay. He doesn't seem gay at all, that's for sure. Told that it was a mistaken identity with another Lucas Gage. So, yeah, they retract that statement that I made before asking about that. So, I think he's actually interviewed on Stu Peters. I saw him interview on Stu Peters, and looks like he's interviewed with Vince James as well, the Red Elephants. So, that guy's kind of semi-famous among the, I guess, truth community. Stu Peters is starting to name the Jew. He's had Lucas Gage on there on his, you know, interviewed him. So Lucas Gage is definitely going, you know, he's not pulling any punches. All right, we got callers. We got Lynn in Maryland, then we got Joe in Florida. So Lynn, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, William. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. I absolutely agree with you. I was wondering what game that was. I prefer Ms. Pac-Man.
I love Ms. Pac-Man, too.
Haven't played it a long time, but I wouldn't mind having a Pac-Man machine. Okay, so, you know, these people, they do have power and influence and more money than God. I mean, for one thing, why would we give them any money? All they do is bribe people and put money in politicians' pockets. All this stuff going on campuses, if it's not the Christian right, it's going to be like Israel on Campus Coalition, you know, when they have all that nonsense. And you know they have, like, false actors that infiltrate and pretend that they're the other side. And actually, that march last week, last Saturday, it was great because it was actually aired live on a local radio station, so I could listen to all the speakers, and they were great. And one thing I pointed out to my congressman, and you know my congressman's Jewish, so, you know, weeks ago I said, get past your bias here. You know, I understand that this...
Which congressman's that?
Pardon me?
Which congressman? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
Jamie
you.
Jamie Raskin. Remember? What's his name's...
Jamie Raskin? Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, but actually, he's got some great stuff, and I don't dislike Jamie at all. At all.
Okay.
And I can understand if you're Jewish and all of those people got hurt, but the thing that I say on almost every call I make to Capitol Hill is... I have no doubt there is no way the Israeli government did not know that was happening beforehand, during, and after. And I would not be surprised if there weren't IDF involved. They were involved. They had to be involved. I mean, nothing happens to that gate or fence without them knowing, and they removed the guards. So, you know, the whole thing is just a setup. And they
Absolutely,
massacred 1,400
yeah.
people.
How would they even fly over the wall with their paragliders? How many paragliders did they say there were?
Yeah, let's
like
go
a whole convoy.
Out the desert. I'm sure there are lots of mountains out there that'd be good for you know that thing. It's ridiculous. Not to mention, first reports there was a tank that drove through that gate. Now Hamas doesn't have tanks, right? I mean, they have missiles. You know,
not
I mean,
even.
The whole thing, if you take it back to the beginning and listen to what was said at the beginning, the 60-minute segment, I mean, that was really good. And, like, the thing with the hostages, I was just hoping somebody would slip up. Because it's kind of like, remember the thing with the babies in the incubator with the other war? And that woman testified in Congress. She was related to an ambassador. And that was all just a big lie. You know, it's actually, I pointed out today to Capitol Hill, there's a commonality between the ambassadors to the UN with Russia and Israel. They both lie like rugs. I mean, they can't not lie. I mean, horrendous lies. I mean, you just sit there and think, how could she even say that? You know, mm-hmm. It's just not true. But they do have control of the media. I mean, you know, I heard again today about, you know, the two sides fighting in front of that movie theater with that film of October 7th. Well, who'd want to see a movie of that? But who put out that movie? Hello?
It's already a movie, October 7th, already out?
Well, that's what they, you know, yes, there was a film. And again, who controls
There was a
that?
Film? You mean it's like here and gone already? So I don't pay any attention at all to what's going on out there.
Well, see, I listen to a lot of news and I listen to C-SPAN. I don't watch TV and I'm not on the internet. But if you want to drive yourself completely crazy, read Spy Fail. I mean, you know how much money that they actually have given to our campaigns? That's absolutely illegal. I mean, beyond illegal, and that's the whole thing with the Russian thing with the 2016 election. Those dupes either just intentionally looked the other way, or because all they were focused on. Now, I know that didn't include Adam Schiff. He knows what's going on, you know, heading up the Intelligence Committee in the House, impeaching Trump, but... because they were so focused on Russia, but there is something in the Mueller report that points straight to Israel. Israel knew everything that Russia was going to do. If they were in Roger Stone's emails before anything else was ever said by Russia. So the only way Roger Stone knew that was due to the Israeli spy.
Wait a minute. So you're going way back a bit, a few years
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, it goes way back. I mean, hell, it goes
way back. You're going back a few years, not way back. But so give me some context. So what was Russia going to do? What are they saying was in the Mueller report? That's the first I've heard of this.
We know, and the emails and all that stuff with Hillary and then Trump. But that's what's in Spy Fail. He's actually a great writer,
oh,
but
okay.
You can find his articles, I think, in The Nation online. You know, the whole thing, they mess with all our elections. I can't believe Mike Pence dropped out. I mean, and we're talking millions and millions of dollars in fundraisers and influence and, you know, and give Netanyahu a joint session of Congress and everybody just cheer and applaud, you know, as much as the Pope. I mean, we're not the United States of Israel, and we should all be speaking up, because there are a lot of people speaking up pro-Israel, and Israel has a right to defend their land. They're not defending their land. They're massacring those Gazan people.
Yeah, it wasn't ever their land in the first place, you know. So, you know, the whole thing is...
Mount Zion's going to be Jesus's hill, and anybody can fight over that hill all they want, but when he comes back, that's going to be his hill. And don't worry, you're not getting raptured before any time. Any time.
You know what I think about this whole rapture thing? You've got the Christian Zionists. Now tell me what you think about this, okay? You got the Christian Zionists that are getting ready to get raptured, okay? What does that actually mean? Okay, they're helping these. Wait, hold on. Let me formulate the question first. Hold on a second, Lynn. What they're trying to the Christian Zionists are supporting these satanic Jews to help them genocide the Christians. And then they're like, oh, so we're going to get raptured. So what's actually going to happen is they're going to get genocided by the Jewish beast, and they're going to call that the rapture. That's what I think of the rapture.
If you look at the Council for National Policy, clearly that's exactly what it's all about. And these dumbos, they buy it hook, line, and stinker. They believe this because they've been hearing it for 40, 50, 60 years or since Starby. And the irony about the rapture is that it was actually this guy named Lacunza, who was a Jesuit from Latin America, but posed as a Jew with a Jewish name. I mean, there's an irony. I mean, doesn't it just make your head shake?
One of the conversos. But are you saying that's where the rapture came from?
Yeah.
Where did this rapture come from? Isn't it part of dispensationalism?
Yes, it's Darby's dispensationalism, and it was in the footnotes of the first Scofield Bible. There's a good book called The Origins of Christian Zionism, Lord Shaftesbury and Evangelical Support for the Jewish Homeland by Donald Lewis. Now, the book is like philo-Semitism, so like kind of in favor of it, but that doesn't really matter because it gives great history and anybody can actually read it and go, y'all were really that stupid to believe that? You know, like some Jew says he's a Christian but still does all the Jewish holidays and names his kids after the 12 tribes and you know, but then by the end, it's like, well, we don't really have to convert them. We'll just make sure that they still get their land because they're God's chosen people. I mean, hello.
And they're God's chosen people, then they would do anything for them, including die for them, right?
No.
Get raptured. And let's go get raptured for the Jews.
Jesus died for them as he died for us. They are people just no better than anybody else, no better, no matter how much they want to tell you.
Well, I'd say they're a lot worse than everybody else because they're Satan's chosen people, and they've been committing horrific crimes against humanity, and the ones that aren't speaking up about it are culpable. And there's probably some kind of reaping what you sow that goes into if you become a Jew in your life or whatever. Maybe you come back in the second resurrection or something like that. I don't know what you want to call it. I've previously, you know, thought of it as like reincarnation or whatever. You come back before I read the New Testament and got sort of transformed and like genuinely became more of a Christian. This is how I thought of it. I've not understood some of the things in the Bible about the first resurrection, the second one, whatever.
Still doesn't quite make sense to me. I've seen a lot of research.
I won't explain it to you now, but it's not difficult to understand. If you just sit down and read the Book of Revelation nonstop without talking, without noise, out loud, ignore chapter numbers in one sitting. If you get up and take a break, don't talk or put on music or anything, and just go back and finish reading it, and don't skip chapter 20, you will understand it. And if you don't understand it right then, as you read the Bible from the beginning, you will have aha moments. The Bible interprets itself if you take it at its word. And I recommend the 1611 King James. But he tells you exactly what he means, and he means exactly what he says. And you don't need anybody to teach the Bible to you.
Well, I'm going to take some time tomorrow on the Sabbath and sit in my corner where I, you know, in my living room. And I'm going to have my King James sitting, because I've made that my sacred corner. And I keep my King James Bible there now. And so I started reading Isaiah, and I'm going to read Revelation tomorrow again, because that's the book I've read the most.
And ignore the chapter numbers and any little headings and stuff, and just read it out loud. And even if you don't understand something, I just say, I asked the Lord years ago, remove anything I've ever thought was true or I believed, and I'm going to read your word and take you at your word. And what I found out was nobody had told me the truth. Nobody. In almost 60 years.
Yeah, it seems like we got nothing to lose. Why not?
He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. You know,
people are afraid of,
because they mislead us.
Something.
So I appreciate you so much, William. And I hope your ankle's healing and feels better.
Thank you, Lynn.
Hello, Kangaroo.
We'll
have
talk
fun
to you
tomorrow.
Later.
I'll read the Book of Revelation with you tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, Lynn. Mike,
okay,
can we skip the break?
Good night.
Good night, Lynn. I hope we can skip the break. Okay. We got Joe in Florida. Thank you, Miss Pac-Man. Perfect. Shout out to Lynn with Miss Pac-Man. Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome.
Mr. Rapillum, it's good to hear you tonight.
Hey, buddy.
Pretty good. Did you hear the update? So tonight, get this. You'll be interested in this. The Israeli foreign ministry tonight, according to Al Jazeera, has readjusted the number of Israeli victims in the October 7th attack. Huh. So what they did is they put out a number and they said, well, you know, it's not actually 1,400. Now, we see that it's 1,200 people. I mean, does this sound reminiscent?
Oh,
hello, 6 million, maybe, or maybe it was 4 million. So they've already started the revising. And then
But everybody's still going to say 1,400. They'll adjust it, but they'll still keep on with the 6 million.
Yeah, exactly, 6 million. It's a cult. So, no, but interesting, the report said that when they were asked, Israeli foreign minister, you know, how do you account for that? That what they said was, well, you know, at the morgue, there were 200 bodies that they finally identified that were actually Hamas fighters. Okay, so let's get this straight. The victims of the Israeli government, they were claiming as their victims. I mean, here's a literal example of the lying that they do. 200 people that they've been adding to their tolls of victims, when actually it was 200 you should add to the number of Palestinians that they killed. They were fighters, but they were still Palestinians. I mean, it's disgusting.
Right.
It's totally disgusting.
I pretty much assume, you know, the Jews are lying about anything they say. No matter what it is, always they're lying, or they're flipping, not just lying, but just completely inverting the truth about us. So the Jews will commit a heinous crime, and then they'll say, oh, here's that dialectic thing we created, like Hamas, and we'll just blame it on that and say that they did it to us. And
exactly.
Sick of it, man. I mean, is the world going to get sick of this?
You're going to get sick of watching them kick Palestinians into a ditch full of tires and shoot them and get away with it like, you know, the Bolsheviks that they are.
And, you know, I want to say thank you, William, for taking that approach which you started with. And, you know, you were saying, you know, like the idea that we live in such a Jewish-controlled world and our media and everything. It's really sick because anybody with a conscience, okay, would see what's going on, and their reaction with a person with a conscience who's not wicked or perverted-minded would have the reaction that you had and that I have, which is literally, it sickens me to my stomach. There are videos on Al Jazeera. God bless Al Jazeera, I have to say. They are reporting this better than anybody. And when you see some of the images there of the children, if you're not getting sickened by what these Jews are doing and trying to rationalize it, there's something wrong with them and the people who are not seeing this evil. So I just want to say that, you know, because I'm with you. Sometimes it's like, wait a minute, if you watch mainstream media, it's like a parallel universe. These people are not even in touch with what's really going on. So thank you for pointing that out. And you, and I want to say you're not, there's nothing wrong with you. In fact, you're the one who has the conscience and you're reacting in the right way. Everybody else, and I'm talking about Americans generally, it seems like 90% of Americans are falling for this bullshit that the Jews are putting out about this. And I want to say this. Okay, so as an example of that, the whole issue of this so-called ceasefire or pause in bombing, have you followed that, this nonsense? Did you follow that?
Sorry, I was on mute. No.
Yeah, I'm saying, okay. I'll just give a little recap, if I can do a little recap. So the issue about ceasefire, alleged ceasefire. Okay, so the decrepit, senile, pedophile president, who's completely disgusting, revolting, they are saying, have you called for a ceasefire? Well, the fact is he hasn't called for a ceasefire. Then what they did was, he still hasn't called for a ceasefire. And then what the Jews did, Netanyahu and his gang of evil thugs, is they sold this BS to him and to the Jew Blinken, right? What good is it to have a Jew as a Secretary of State? These people shouldn't even be allowed to hold any office.
No. They need to not be controlling any positions of power whatsoever.
Yeah. Get them away from power.
And, right. And so why can't they exist without that? You know, we can. Like, we do our thing. We go to work. We don't really participate. We haven't participated in politics so much. That's the problem we have, is that we haven't been vigilant against the Jew because we haven't been aware of the Jew, because we lost that consciousness of the Jew when we came from Europe over to the United States and completely began from our history. With that.
I don't even know if it was then, but I mean, I talk with my mother sometimes, and I reference 1941, really, which is the start of, you know, we went into World War II. There was a time as recently as 1941 where there were Americans had an awareness of the danger of giving Jews too much power in our culture. That's what I found out. So that's the maybe hopeful note, is that I'm hoping we can go back to that time. But just to completing that idea. So the Netanyahu and his thugs sell this BS to Biden, who's senile anyway, and to Blinken that, we're going to have, every day we're going to have a four-hour pause in bombing, right? Or not, as if this is something to be proud of. Well, you know, that's a trick, another Jewish trick. They talk about ceasefire, okay? They say, but we'll pause 4 hours a day. So what does that mean? That means the bombing is never ending. That means you've agreed that they can bomb for a year or 2 years or 10 years. But they're going to pause for a few hours in the afternoon because, after all, we have to take a lunch break from murdering Palestinians. And this, our stupid media and the president, is selling us as if that's some kind of an achievement. This piece of crap, Biden.
Piece of crap.
He is a piece of crap, and he's shameful. He's a disgusting degenerate. He hasn't even called for a ceasefire. I mean, this is so outraging to me. It's like anybody with a conscience, and, you know, I will say there are people around the world, even Macron, who's no winner, tonight apparently has called for a ceasefire. Why is it taking 4 weeks for the even the question of stopping bombing Palestinian children? I mean, 6,000 Palestinian children have been murdered. And somehow they're going to debate about whether they should call for a ceasefire. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, their intent is to genocide the Palestinians, and they're going to lie and lie and lie and lie. All of them are going to lie and lie and lie and lie. Some of them will come out. If they don't lie about that, they'll lie about, I don't know, white genocide, or they'll lie about other stuff or whatever, you know. I mean, and we have there's no reason for us to be held accountable for not being completely accurate on everything we say, because their history is just to lie about everything. So basically, exactly. I assume that they're lying no matter what they say. They're just lying, and there's a lie, and it's probably the opposite of the truth, and they're probably blame shifting. That's what we can assume. It's not just lying. It's blame shifting. It's, oh, you're the criminal. And so, you know, while I'm a person who doesn't say guilty till proven innocent, I also look at what's always happened in the past. So you have to be very objective. And the only objective thing to do is assume they're lying.
Right. There's a reason the Russians have a proverb. Birds fly, fish swim, Jews lie. That's a Russian proverb. Birds fly, fish swim, Jews lie. Because they know, and that's their history too, by the Jews.
You heard the joke, how do you know a lawyer is lying, right? Their lips are moving.
Lips are moving, yeah.
Right? Well, exactly. A lawyer, what is a lawyer? It's a Jewish industry. So, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm going to wrap up the show real quick.
The last thing I want to say is, let's not forget, God is still in control. Even this evil, God still gets the last word. So we have to remember that. Thank you, William.
All right, Joe. Have a fantastic weekend. Everybody, we're at the end of the show. Don't forget to catch Travis's show tonight. Next after me, I'm going to turn into it. I'm looking forward to listening to it here for 2 hours. Coming up right after me. He's always, man, that guy's a fantastic show, and everybody's been very impressed with him. So happy Friday, happy Miami Vice theme song, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday, and then we'll see you again on Thursday on the Wind Playing Side with Jeremy, and then I'll see you next week again here on the Punch Bowl. So don't forget to listen to all the hosts this weekend. I got some great hosts over the weekend, folks. All right. Don't forget to donate to the station. Bye.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.